I do want to take a moment, though, and I feel bad. Like, maybe I'm being a bad Minnesotian by saying this. But I feel like I'm starting to get a little sick of all the flamingos.
What?
I get it. Back in the 70s, the Pail and Shovel Party on campus put a bunch of flamingos on Bascom Hill, which was brilliant.
It was hilarious. And ha, 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 ha.
And I still like that the flamingo pops up here, for example, in Forward Madison. The soccer team has the flamingo in their
logo.
Uniform, in their logo. And, it, you know, I like when people from out of town, my friend Keith came with his girlfriend and she said, what's with the flamingos? I don't get it. And then I explained and she thought
because
it was
cool. Because it's not Florida.
Right.
I mean, it's not a, we're not really a haven for real flamingos.
Right. But I feel like they're, it's kind of getting played out. Like when I'm driving.
What is
on
your problem?
When I'm driving on the Beltline now, there's a new apartment complex going up near where Michael's Frozen Custard was on. What is that? The
Schrader and Whitney Way.
Yeah. And I see that that apartment complex has a flamingo statue like on the roof. And then they're on State Street all over the place now.
It's Madison's official bird.
I know.
Were you aware of that?
Yes. But I feel like now.
There's not that many.
The joke's over. Isn't it? I'm kind of done with it. Is that terrible? I feel a little bad.
You know where there's flamingos in a really random place that I always notice? When I'm driving up north, if you get right around Westfield, off to the right-hand side, if you're heading north,
yeah,
just on some random land,
yeah,
there's a whole bunch of wooden pink flamingos.
Yeah, see what I mean?
It's like, but I don't know what they're doing there. I mean, that's, you know, 75 miles away from here.
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to steal from us. Great. Take it.
The Westfield Flamingos?
Yes.
You're fine with it?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm a bad Madisonian, but like it's overplay.
See, I haven't noticed an overplay of flamingos at all.
Now you'll start seeing them, especially what I'm happening on your front lawn right now as we speak. I sent over a couple interns.
I like flamingos. I think they're whimsical.
Yeah, but when it's too much, then it loses its whimsicalness.
Are you not a fan of whimsy? Is that what you're saying? I think you need to just lighten up.
All right.
Stand on one leg.
Stop it.